Well, coming up on this episode of Complete Estate Planning, we are touching on the estate of O.J. Simpson and the battle that has ensued since his recent passing. Lot to go through today. Nick will sort it all out and try to help us make sense of it. Coming up next.
Do you know what will happen to your loved ones when something happens to you? If you don't know the answer or don't like the answer, then this is the show for you. Listen up as we teach you about protecting your family legacy through better estate planning. Our family is here to protect yours. So welcome to the Complete Estate Planning Podcast with attorney Nick Rosenbauer. And here's your host, Ben George.
Welcome into Complete Estate Planning. I'm Ben George with Nick Rosenbauer, estate planning attorney and the owner of the Rosenbauer Law Office in Westchester, Ohio. Find him online, CincinnatiEstatePlan.com. Nick, I know you've seen the news. O.J. Simpson, kind of a surprising, at least for me, passing. He was getting older, but I don't keep up with O.J., but didn't think he'd be next on the list of celebrities that had passed away. But that's where we are now.
Well, and I can't say I keep up with him either. I'm kind of in the same boat with you. And I think he was like in his late 60s, if I remember correctly. But they mentioned that he had been dealing with cancer for a little while. So I guess that kind of makes it make sense. But I guess he had been dealing with some cancer issues before he passed away. So that's, it wasn't on my radar, but, and this is kind of an impromptu episode for all of our listeners, because I had a number of people, including my wife and a couple friends, in the last week or so asking me, you know, questions about the estate issues. And I did a little bit of digging, and so there's some, there's more drama. There always is with the celebrities. So,
yeah.
We're just scratching the surface here, though, because as we're recording this, I think he's only been dead for like 9 days as of right now. So again, we use the info we have based on the sources we have, but so everyone's aware, we are just scratching the surface today.
So he was 76, so he was a little bit older than you thought, Nick. But yeah, he just passed 9 days ago as of our recording. And you know, along with some of the headlines you'd probably expect to see surrounding his death, there are a number of headlines about his estate. And with all the things that happened during his lifetime and the lawsuits and the money owed, there's a lot to sort out, Nick. So I figured we'd do that today. Again, if you have questions, that'd have to be about OJ, obviously, but if you have questions about your own estate plan, you need to set one up, you want to go through that, again, we encourage you to log on, CincinnatiEstatePlan.com. Everything you need will be there on the website. You can get in touch with Nick that way as well. We've got a number of mailbag questions that we're probably going to feature on a future episode as well. So if you have questions for us, send them in. We'll do our best to answer them directly, but also feature them on the show potentially down the road. All right, so let's get a little background here on OJ, because I'm not completely up to date on the estate side of things for him. I haven't heard a lot of the headlines, because I think they probably just got mixed in with everything else surrounding his controversial life. Obviously, that's to say the least. So what is going on currently?
Well, you're exactly right. And obviously, we know the situation with, you know, the murder trial and, you know, being acquitted, but then he got in trouble for a bunch of other stuff. So it's, you know, I don't know what the proper send-off is when someone like that passes away. Do you say my condolences or do you say good riddance? I don't know what's right, considered proper. But anyway, so as far as we're concerned, at least for today, he was obviously acquitted of, you know, killing his ex and her friend. However, the families filed a civil lawsuit for wrongful death, which is different than criminal, and they won that lawsuit. And for those of you who aren't aware, and look, guys, I'm not a criminal lawyer here, and if you watch enough suits or Law and Order, you probably know more criminal law than I do. But in a criminal trial, in order to get the conviction, the standard's very high. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. And of course, the thought there, and I forgot who said this, but one of the founding fathers, I believe, said it is better for 10 guilty men to walk free than one innocent man to be sent to prison. So that's what happened there. But they filed a civil lawsuit for wrongful death, which is not criminal. He couldn't go to jail for it, but they sued for money. And for that, it is the standard is beyond a preponderance of the evidence. So basically, better than 50%. So 50.1% likely that he did it. Judgment goes in their favor. It's like a majority rule. Okay, so in the civil suit, the family sued OJ, and they won. So there was a $33 million judgment against him. Okay, so that's how he was not committed of the crime, but he was found liable for the wrongful death civilly.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like he was guilty and not guilty at the same time, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's where he owed all this money to them for wrongful death, even though he didn't go to prison. However, he didn't pay a lot of that. One source that I read said that he had only paid about $130,000 of the $33 million. And that was since like 1997. So that's almost 30 years this has been going on. And I think those assets were seized, like he was forced to sell them. So again, he's really not making good on his debt. I saw something that said with interest, I think like the current balance is like over $100 million that he owes. Like, jeez, it's ridiculous. Yeah, so apparently he played the game very well as far as protecting things. You know, now he didn't die with $100 million in his checking account, but he did finagle things pretty well, because there's certain assets in certain situations that are protected. Okay, so like if someone files bankruptcy, yeah, you have to pay a bunch of money out, but they don't make you go homeless. Okay, some things are shielded, some things are protected. So a couple pieces that he used here, apparently he had a really nice house. He became a Florida resident, and Florida law allows protections for the residents, you know, homestead, or if they have their main house there, from creditors. So the creditor's not allowed to force the sale of their main house while they're alive. So he had a nice house in Florida, basically, you know, hide some of his money in the fancy house. They couldn't take it while he's alive. And then in addition, there's certain protections for retirement assets, and that's federal law. That doesn't matter if you're in Florida or Wyoming or North Dakota. And apparently his main income was from acting and from the NFL pensions that he had.
Yeah.
So the pensions are protected against creditors, lawsuits, bankruptcy. So basically his big fancy house and his retirement pensions were untouchable, which allowed him to keep the big fancy house and keep a bunch of money coming in for his luxurious lifestyle. And now, obviously, since he's passed away, you know, the families are coming after his estate and, you know, basically trying to get paid the money that he never paid. So they're showing up as, you know, creditors to his estate, basically. Okay, so that's why this is relevant now, and why, you know, I guess he got away with not having to pay these people out while he was alive. But the fact that he's passed away maybe opens the door, which is why they're trying to get after it now when he stiffed him for the last 27 years.
Yeah. It's crazy to think he could be in that position to not have to pay that stuff off and to have it incur so much interest. I mean, he obviously had no intention ever of taking care of that. And he's one of those, we talk about Nick all the time about, you know, making it easy on your family. This is one of the reasons why you do this estate planning. I don't think he cared, Nick.
No. And you were, well, exactly. And that's exactly what popped into my mind when you were saying, oh, with all this interest accruing, like, what did he care? He was never planning on paying this out. So you're exactly right. So anyway, his will was filed in Nevada a few days ago. And it was a little odd because his longtime attorney was named as the executor. And I saw something that said the attorney who was the executor acted really, really surprised about being named as the executor, which I don't, part of me thinks he probably wrote the will, or someone else in his office probably wrote the will. But yeah, so anyway, his executor is his longtime attorney, and the document, it looks like there was a trust that was set up at the beginning of this year, in 2024, to receive his assets. And we don't know all the details, but early indications, and again, this is only like a week and a half old, but it looks like the trust was funded, or at least partially funded. So, you know, from everything I've read, the main reason that the probate estate was even open was to deal with lawsuits and settle debts. And there may be some assets as well that are coming in, but from what I understand, I think the trust was funded with the majority of his assets. So that's where we're at right now. And the attorney has also mentioned he doesn't know how much money OJ had. He has no idea what is in the estate. And apparently a whole lot of money is owed to the IRS, although we don't know how much. And he's made a couple vague comments about how he's not sure if there's going to be anything left, you know, either for OJ's kids or for the families, you know, that he owes money to from the lawsuits. So again, it's really vague at this point, but apparently there's a little bit of money, but they have a trust that's supposed to keep most of it out of probate, but we need to open a probate anyway. And then also the attorney seems shocked and doesn't know anything. And apparently the IRS is going to get a big chunk of the money if there is any money. Okay, so yeah, all of it's real crystal clear at this point.
It sounds like it. It's pretty wild, you know, that there's still this lack of transparency even, you know, after he's gone, which I know a trust, it kind of serves that purpose, right, to provide these protections, but just seems unfair, I guess, in some respects here.
So that's a good point. So trusts can generally, I mean, one of the main purposes of them is to avoid settling the estate through probate court and kind of dodge it altogether. So it's usually a fast pass or kind of a way to stay outside of probate court. And in a lot of situations, it can dodge creditors too for unsecured debts of certain types, because the main way for a creditor to get repaid after someone passes away is submit their bill or submit their claim to the probate court and attach it to the person's probate estate. So a lot of times, if you don't have a probate estate, you know, you can, and I'm not saying morally this is good or bad, but, you know, the cable bill and the Dick's Sporting Goods credit card, a lot of times, you know, you can stiff them if you really wanted to. However, that protection can be overridden, so to speak, in certain circumstances. Obviously, if there is secured debt, so like a mortgage is attached to the house, and whether there's probate or not, they can always sink their teeth and force you to sell the house. If there's any sort of collateral, the IRS is really good. They don't care what you do. They'll get their money. And then also, if anything was deemed to have been what is known as a fraudulent transfer, a lot of times that protection can be unwound. So if it's a situation where it was very obvious that someone was just hiding money, and usually it has to do with when the money was sent to the trust, did the person already have problems or should have reasonably assumed problems were on the horizon and they're hiding it versus, hey, we set this up 47 years ago. Nothing had been going on, but we said, hey, if we get into trouble in the future, let's keep things safe. That's usually okay. But let's not pretend that 4 months ago, OJ did not know that there were problems out there and money he owed to people, you know, from 27 years ago. So I could make the argument that all of this was fraudulent transfers, if indeed it was done with the intent of stiffing the families or the creditors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you think this is something that is going to drag a while? It seems like it's something we might be reading news about in 2027 or 28.
Well, a lot of it depends on how much money is left after the IRS is paid out. Because if there's money to fight over, they'll go after it. If there's nothing, maybe they drop it. So I have a hunch, you know, there'll obviously be some delays here because of the probate process and, you know, figuring things out and getting valuations. But I have a hunch it'll be tough to hide this indefinitely because there are, you know, these families that are involved, you know, who have a very big interest in making sure this gets done and everything gets done above board. And who knows, maybe with the media, it'll put pressure on everyone to move things along because, you know, they'll have questions asked. I'm not sure where this is going to go. I haven't seen the trust. The will is pretty vague, and we still have no information on how much money he had and how much debt he had. The only thing we really know is about the wrongful death lawsuits, just because the interest has been ticking on that for 27 years.
Pretty remarkable. Good luck trying to sort it all out. I appreciate you giving us a little background here, Nick. I know I said we'll try to make sense of it, and obviously that's almost impossible to do at this point, but we will definitely keep you updated. I know this is just something I think people are curious about. At any time a celebrity passes away that has some estate issues, it's interesting to kind of look through it and try to see where maybe they could have improved, what they did that maybe they shouldn't have done, the mistakes that were made, and what we can take away from that and apply to our own life as well. So interesting to kind of go through this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this. I'm not saying OJ was a good guy. I would certainly never invite him over to my house for a beer. But he took advantage of all the protections out there as far as asset protection on what could or could not be touched with his homestead, his main house being in Florida, and then also the retirement pensions there obviously being safe as well. But, you know, kind of the long story short, again, why this is all happening, since he's gone, you know, there's no lawsuit protection over his house anymore. And there's no protection over the retirement accounts at this point because he's not here that they need to be protected for. So we will see what this turns out to do. Also, one thing that I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but even if there are not probate assets, which there may or may not be here, probate court is still the court that you use that has jurisdiction if there are estate issues, you know, even if there is a trust. So if we were filing a lawsuit to contest a trust or there was some funny business, probate court would be the arena that you go to in order to do it. So there may be some questions regarding the trust and, you know, if anything from the trust has any protections that last after OJ has passed away. So probate court would be the one to have jurisdiction to make a ruling on that. So again, this is early, but we wanted to get whatever information we have out as soon as possible. And I will say this, if it does shake out and we end up getting some information and it doesn't, you know, secretly go away with an undisclosed settlement, you know, if any more information does come out, I do think we'll probably have to do a follow-up on this down the line.
I'm assuming we'll probably have to get to that point as well. So we'll keep you posted. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll try to do more of these again as these kind of situations pop up. I think it's just interesting to peer into the life of these celebrities and kind of see where their estate went maybe wrong in many cases. If it went right, we're probably not talking about it right, Nick. So where it went wrong.
You're exactly right. If it went right, if everything was buttoned up, then we would never hear anything about it.
Exactly. Well, if you enjoy the show, please hit subscribe. We appreciate that. It helps us grow the show. And if you have questions for Nick and love to reach out and get his thoughts on the situation or maybe a question you might have, or if you just want to learn more about the estate planning process, log on CincinnatiEstatePlan.com or call 513-463-6789. All right, Nick, we will get out of here on that note. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. Thanks. And for all our listeners, best way you can support us, if this is good info Obviously, subscribe, hit the like button on whatever podcast app you use. And if you could get us a review, give us 5 stars, that helps as well. We love it. We read those reviews. And also, I have recently learned that if people give us 5-star reviews, it allows more people to find the show so we can spread the show to more people. So if you could do that, that would be a huge favor. And then we can have more celebrity death gossip and other subjects for you. So that's the best way to get more of what we're giving you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. And thank you for listening to Complete Estate Planning. For Nick Rosenbauer at the Rosenbauer Law Office in Westchester, Ohio, I am Ben George. Have a good week.
The Complete Estate Planning Podcast is brought to you by the Rosenbauer Law Office, based in Westchester, Ohio, and serving the entire Cincinnati area. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Complete Estate Planning with Nick Rosenbauer to find us, or visit CincinnatiEstatePlan.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Nick, and to learn more about protecting your family legacy. That's CincinnatiEstatePlan.com.
This show is for informational purposes only and does not provide any legal advice. Information on this show may not constitute the most up-to-date legal information. Please do not act or refrain from acting based solely on anything you hear on this show. This show does not form any attorney-client relationship with the Rosenbauer Law Office, LLC. Please seek the counsel of a qualified attorney before addressing your own estate planning needs.